If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same-day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Opa! Welcome, everybody, to Stavi's World. 904-800-STAV. Call in. We'll solve all your problems. What a freaking show we have today, folks. We've got little Brandon Wardell and tiny little Patrick Doran.
I don't know about the adjectives.
You guys are little guys.
I'm not that little.
You're a tiny
5'9", average.
Yeah,
5'9", baby.
It's so awesome that I'm the height so happy.
It's average the most American height, male.
I love how my brain works because I swear you guys are shorter than me. In my head, I'm just, you're shorter than me.
You're what, 5'8"?
Yeah. But I feel taller than you.
Yeah.
You know, I Eldest is 6'6", JP 6'7".
Yeah.
I have a couple tall friends, and I Eldest in my head is 2 inches taller than me. That's in my head. That's how I feel.
That's how I am with my roommate Alex.
Yeah,
Alex is like 6'2" or some shit, and
you have body dysmorphia.
I have positive,
but like
body
positive,
I really
body
do.
Dysmorphia. Yeah,
I really do. I think
that's
I look
a good
awesome.
Thing to have.
Yeah. It's only when my body starts like physically shutting down like organs and shit where I'm like, I should probably get
a
little healthier.
You just get the pain.
I just start getting like random pains. My foot, like I go on a long walk and my foot hurts from walking. Like I didn't run fast at all. Yeah. I was going to like I was on the treadmill at like 2.6 and I got off and I'm like, I'm like, damn, I'm fat as shit. But I just look in that mirror, I'm like, damn, that guy's fucking cute.
I saw what you're doing. You're making yourself look taller.
Yeah, did you see the posture? Did you see the posture?
Get down, little Brandon.
No, I'm getting my posture right.
Get down, little Brandon.
No, no, you've just ensured an hour of incredible posture.
Whatever, dude. So
I'm locked in.
We got you guys. You're both hosts of the Gay Sex University podcast. Uh-huh. Is
that's
that
exactly
right?
What it is.
You guys just started one together.
We just started that.
That's not
this morning.
I don't host
that
podcast.
True? Uh-huh. You don't?
No, I don't.
Are you sure?
I don't want to host.
Your publicist told me you're the host of the Gay Sex University podcast.
No,
you got that email. You got that email, right,
Eldest? Yeah.
Do you have a degree?
I'm a college dropout.
Oh,
you're
all
college dropout. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yes. Dope.
Well, I have the most credits out of everyone for sure.
Yeah.
I have everything, but I need 6 language credits. That's 2 classes.
Oh, you could bang that out.
And I know I'm
easily.
Fluent in Greek.
Oh yeah, we'll go find a school around here.
But I just didn't feel like doing it.
Yeah, we'll find a school around here. Then
you
were
you like 2 credits away?
Six credits. I just said that.
There was a gravity bong in the dorm room incident or something. Yeah.
It was like, it's time to take your test. Yeah. But wait, we just figured out how to make this rip really hard. Yeah. You better take it in before your test. And then I just fucking played GameCube for an hour. Nice.
Yeah.
No, it was like, you could take a test, but there was only certain places that did it. And one of them was like New York. And at first I was like, oh, that's cool. I'll go to New York and like do some open mics, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I literally went and bombed at the Creek. And then I was like, I'll just do this. I actually don't want to take the test. I planned the trip for the test, and then I like had to email a lady, and that seemed annoying. So I was like, fuck college, dude. I don't need college.
I did 2 years at community college, no associates.
Mm-hmm.
And then I dropped out of VCU.
Yes. Yeah, so I remember you moving to VCU for like 1 month.
Yeah. Like I was like, I got to drop out of a real school.
This has to cost my parents $4,000.
VCU dropouts. Me and the guy who created 4chan.
Oh wow!
Both dropped out of VCU.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, both similar. It's hard to
say who's done worse for the internet.
Cultural impact.
Who's been more embarrassing on the internet? It's tough to say. Damn, 4chan. How old was he? He wasn't around at the same time.
We didn't cross paths.
That's a shame.
He's definitely way older than you, right?
Yeah.
Christopher
Poole, baby.
Oh, 1988.
No, it's like 4 years older than me. Yeah.
Also known as Moot, is an American internet entrepreneur and developer. He founded the anonymous English language board 4chan October 2003.
Until 2015. So he got out. He got out at like a good time. He's like,
that checks out. That does look like the guy that made that. That's definitely.
He looks like the guy who made 4chan for sure. You were a big 4chan head, weren't you, Eldis?
I wasn't. Our buddy was. I never really
I was scared of it.
I was scared of it too. Yeah.
I used it a little bit.
Yeah, because you're a little kid.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 26.
Yeah. You're a little guy.
Yeah, he just got his wisdom teeth out.
Oh yeah, I feel like we didn't address that. You look cute.
No, I was gonna let. Like I just want people to think you're a cute little chipmunk guy. You're a cute little chipmunk hybrid.
Really, really big zin. That's what I want people to think. Yeah, I'm just really addicted to nicotine. I have to get Zyn extra.
You look awesome. Brandon's shit is blocking it, but I love the way your cheek looks to me.
Oh, dude, it's probably so big right now.
Did you just get... You got your
today. Like this morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does it hurt to speak?
Yeah. A little bit. We were saying earlier this is like through the wire for a very autistic man.
Yeah, dude. Absolutely. This is just as impressive.
Yeah.
You have to podcast through half of a wisdom tooth procedure.
I'm going to do it through the wire.
So you ever been with a squirter?
No, that's crowd work, dumbass.
Oh yeah, true.
Fucking idiot doesn't even know when to do squirter stuff, or if you're on the Joe Rogan Experience.
Did you ask him?
Dude, we talked about squirting for like 20 minutes. It was awesome. It was actually fucking sick. It felt right, dude. Because once I was in, I was like, oh yeah, this is what it feels like when that one like British guy's talking about the pyramids.
Yeah.
That's how it feels for me to talk about squirting. It's like, this is what I'm passionate about. This is the science. I'm no joke. We like looked up like a Japanese, like the Japanese did a study where they hired a guy to finger pop and fuck women.
Oh my God.
And they put like blue shit in their urethras to check if it was piss or not. I don't think it's piss. But anyway, check out the Joe Rogan Experience, guys. let's plug that.
There's that one clip that's been popping off.
The squirting one? I posted that one.
Oh, not the squirting. The one where it seems like you're kind of biting your tongue.
What are you talking about?
He's like, you know, they're giving immigrant a phone.
Yeah, there was some kind of voting rights thing. It was just, I literally just read the article and I was like, oh yeah, that's actually not true.
Right.
That was it.
Yeah.
People think he's a dickhead, but he's just like, you just have to be like, oh, I actually don't think that. And he's like, oh, okay.
He's just Mr. Too Damn Curious.
He is. He's a curious man.
Yeah, he's just, you know.
And he's strong.
He's big,
dude.
dude. And he's got a fucking archery range in his podcast studio. That's what we got to get to.
That's wild. Yeah. You can put one of those in here. I think you got room.
Nah, dude.
You just take a wall down or something?
No. We need I have to do away with Eldis's chambers. A lot of people don't know this, but Eldis just has a Murphy bed in the living room, and he sleeps out there, and he cooks all my meals. He does my laundry. Yeah, but, you know, we'll get there. We'll get there someday. Archery, cold plunge, sauna.
Oh, yeah, the cold plunge.
I thought you were going to say cold stone.
My own cold stone creamery? Or just the actual stone?
The thing that they fucking scoop the ice cream on? I haven't been there in years.
You know what I realized? I just realized there is a cold stone creamery means that there's a cold stone there.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Because they're not the kind of...
What the fuck?
Oh, my God. Oh, shit. Because they don't really fuck with the stone, you know what I mean? Like, there's that one type of Chinese ice cream where they, like, roll it, or Taiwanese.
Oh, yeah. Mochi?
No, not mochi. That's Japanese.
Yeah, that's Japanese.
I was going to say. You're the most Asian one
here. I thought you
were
being racist.
No.
It's the scraping one?
The scraping one. Yeah. I think it's actually Taiwanese.
Okay. What is it? Can we find this out?
There's a lot of as the youngest one here, there's a lot of videos of like Family Guy clips with little scraping videos.
Yeah,
underneath.
Yeah.
That's how I know about that.
Yeah, I know about it from being fat.
Until you've watched like 10 of those.
I gotta watch 2 hours of this.
Oh, Thai peanut ice cream roll. Maybe it's Thai.
Maybe.
I see. You know, but I don't think Cold Stone has one of those.
Yeah.
Folks, for the listener at home, we're watching
ice cream videos.
We're watching a guy just kind of move around milk.
Folks at home, until look it becomes up ice cream on YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh, that's rolled ice cream. Go back. No, that's what it is, dickhead. Yeah. God damn. You stupid boy. Anyway, go to Cold Stone Creamery. No, I don't. No, you don't fucking call the shots.
I'm glad that I didn't stay home resting, healing this wound.
Yeah, let's just look at a guy. Let's just watch a guy.
I came all the way here from Ridgewood, Queens, to watch ice cream scoop videos.
So okay, do they use the cold stone? Let's find this out. I'm just seeing a guy
holy
scooping.
Fuck.
You don't have to pick a fucking shot.
He's doing too much. He's doing
locked
some
in. Holy crap.
This is some Benihana shit.
There's the stone.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they do have a stone. Yeah.
Then the toppings go in on the stone.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, mystery solved. Yeah. Cold Stone Creamery does have a cold stone. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, dude.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, I'm curious, too. It's not just Rogan. I like to get to the bottom of stuff, too. Mm-hmm. And it turns out there is a cold stone. If you could have one kind of like insane like specialty like kitchen item like a cold stone.
Ooh.
Or like some
Coca-Cola freestyle machine.
Great.
Imagine somebody comes over, you've got
the
soda computer in your fucking
house. That's fucking awesome.
The problem
Huge.
With the freestyle machine though is that the syrup is going to run out. You mm-hmm. will have to replace the syrup a lot.
A lot. And there's a lot of different types of syrup. It's not like you're going to have to have a maintenance guy in there.
No, if I'm in a position where I've got a Coca-Cola freestyle machine in my home.
You're going to try them every single day, soda.
I've got a Coca-Cola freestyle man helping me.
Right.
Yeah.
But then you got a guy coming in
and out. The sodas for you. You got a soda tester.
Yeah.
I like that, though. That's a good, you're not going to get the most use out of it. Although, are you a big soda guy?
I like, the Coca-Cola freestyle machine, it's got usually, like, I can only have diet soda at a restaurant. I can only have diet Coke.
Oh, I'm with you. As a diet soda fan,
so
there's a lot of different...
Yes.
You get a little ginger ale, you get a little root beer, you get cherry ginger ale, orange ginger ale.
Lemon ginger ale.
Any kind of ginger ale you're kind of thinking of.
No, I remember, like, in middle school, I was just... When I was... The first time I like, had access to a Coca-Cola freestyle machine, I was doing shit that didn't even... taste good,
right?
Oh yeah,
just because for the novelty of it all. I'm gonna have vanilla Sprite.
Sprite's not that bad.
It's not.
Although I guess lemon and vanilla. You know?
Yeah.
What do you do? Is that your
chill on it?
Is that your drink of choice?
I mean,
chill on it.
I've never heard anyone defend it.
You're like a huge. You're like a big soda guy.
Oh
right?
Yeah, no, that's probably
get enough of that.
My teeth are all fucked up.
Oh wow, respect.
Yeah,
I chipped or like. Back molar, I like cracked it in college eating candy.
Respect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not just similar to yours.
Oh, yeah. I also got a fake, like, this one's all like reformed or whatever it's called.
Beautiful. What do you mean reformed?
I don't know what the word is.
Do you mean it's just a like a fake tooth?
It's like, yeah, half fake.
Oh, interesting.
I tried to use Crest white strips and it like burned.
Yeah. Very interesting. So what, well now, would you wouldn't also say Coke Freestyle Machine, or would you?
I don't think I would do. I think maybe.
No, you're not allowed to.
I guess I'm not allowed to if it's already taken.
I guess that's true.
Maybe like a deep fryer or something. Ooh, like a full.
Respect. Yeah.
My dad had like a deep fryer growing up, and like.
Hell yeah. Was he fat as shit?
No, he's not like fat. He's really? Like pretty big though. Big stocky guy.
And he would just eat fried shit. He had his own deep fryer.
Well, yeah, he got it so that he was like, I'm going to make the perfect, like, I'm going to make McDonald's fries to a T.
That's awesome.
I'm going to make them
to a T. Your dad fucking rules. And that was his goal, was to just get the recipe right?
Yeah, he would just make copycat recipes all the time.
That's so sick.
But then he made the mistake of teaching me how to use it. So for like all of high school, all I ate was like frozen chicken nuggets in the deep fryer and just
did
like
you
shit
get
like
fat
that.
As shit?
Oh yeah, I was a big boy. When I was in high school, I was on Adderall, so I was pretty thin. I was like rail thin, but like once I stopped taking it in college, I think I was like 230 pounds or something like that.
I'd kill around there. Can't even imagine being 230.
I'm jealous.
That's 5'9".
That's true. I'm taller than you. You're right.
You got me to believe it.
See, dude, I'm a giant. Christ. I'm a mental giant.
Yeah. Wait, are you? You're also 5'9".
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I did just remember in high school there was that Big Sean line where he's like, I'm on HBO with my entourage. I'm 5'9", fucking 9 to 5.
Yeah.
And like hearing that as like a virgin and just being like, that's me. That's me. That's actually me.
Damn, what's Big Sean up to these days?
He's still rapping.
Is he?
Yeah.
What's the last
year? There was an era where he was like on every, he was like a feature on every single song. Or he had like huge posse cuts for like.
Big Sean, he's better than.
I like
people
Big Sean.
Give him credit for
Eminem featuring Big Sean, Adrenaline.
Search Big Sean.
The Eminem imagery now that he uses for like all of his music videos is so sick. He's always in like an episode of The Walking Dead.
Yeah. Anyway, Big Sean, cute guy.
He's a cute guy.
Let's get him to get a fucking comeback. So is he 5'9"? He seems smaller than that.
You should get him on the show.
Should we?
Yeah.
Oh,
it says 5'8" on here.
He's listed as 5'8".
Whoa. Yeah.
You could have him on just to test his height.
That's a good idea. That's a really good idea.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on. See you later.
Elgis, what about you? Let's finish this kitchen gadget conversation.
Lately, I have been wanting a like nut milk maker.
Yeah.
What?
None of you got
is
one.
That?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on now.
Yeah, I bet you want one of those.
Yeah, I bet you love.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, hold on, let me actually say it seriously. Yeah, I bet you love nut milk. Fucking pussy. This guy loves drinking milk right from nuts. Mm-hmm. Fuck you.
Is it like
what even is a nut milk maker?
Yeah, what does that mean, actually?
Isn't that just a food processor?
It is, but I think these like also heat it. They fucking blend it really well, and they kind of heat it like overnight.
Why don't you just buy nut milk, man?
I don't know. You can make your own crazy shit.
You could
throw some dates and cashews.
I see the vision.
Oh,
that
match.
Sounds nice.
Yeah.
Right.
This is in a fantasy scenario where you can have any gadget.
Well, you also made the rule.
How much is a nut milk maker?
I don't know.
I would pick a Coke Freestyle machine, and then and then it's mine, and then you have to pick another one because it's my podcast.
Yeah, it's Savvy's world. We're just living in it. Huh?
No, it comes as no surprise to anyone that I would like.
Oh, maybe a soft serve machine. Actually,
that's awesome.
That's nice. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm not actually taking yours though, so you get to keep the Coke Freestyle.
Get twisty.
A freestyle. Then. That's a great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even have it kind of like. Yeah, and have a little cone dispenser next to it.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, man, sure, now we're cooking with gas. This comes as no surprise to anyone. I would like a full Korean barbecue table.
Oh, that's a good one.
You know, like just in the middle of my kitchen. Like there's their kitchen, and then like there's the kitchen where the cooking happens, mm-hmm. then there's like the dining area, and in between there's a
the
circular Korean barbecue
table
with the vent. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little Korean guy, too, just fucking chopping the meat up. I would like a...
In your house at all times.
Yeah, he's in a... Yeah. That's what a robot would be nice for. Because, like, you know how robots look kind of like people? I would love, like, a Korean barbecue robot. Yeah.
I want
a... It's like a little a grown guy.
Man.
Grown little man. Little man in a closet charging at all times.
I want some Benihana shit. A guy throwing shrimp in my mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I find that to be a little too... A little too. The Japanese show off too much. The proud Korean. That's humble. A nice humble barbecue.
Humble.
You cook your own meat. Yeah. You don't have a Mexican that you're pretending is from southern Japan, and that's why he's tan.
You don't pretend
he's from Okinawa.
Actually, Eldis, I do feel like a nut milk maker is kind of a mature.
Thank you.
Answer. It is a very mature answer.
I've been reflecting.
It sounds stupid, but it's like you could mix several types of nuts in like a single milk.
Yeah, I think it's ultimate nut milk.
You could really
actually, is that
nice
even a thing? Look up nut milk back.
They are.
Oh, you've looked it up. All right, somebody wants a Christmas present. Look it up, Eldis. Let's see how much they cost. Maybe we'll two birds with one stone. We do this podcast, and I get your Christmas bonus. Knocked it out. We'll knock it out.
You're
one.
Buy with your credit card and expense it.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Wait, that's what it looks like.
This shit costs.
I think there's like.
Or do you want the $1,000 one? You want the pro milk maker?
Oh, the pro.
That's my dick. My dick is the pro milk maker. Your dick is the Vegapunk $63 nut milk maker.
Stylish bang for the buck.
Interesting. Another obvious one that I think is actually pretty attainable that I might actually get at some point in my house: pizza oven.
Oh yeah, that's like,
that's definitely doable.
That's just like a ninja thing, right? Like ninja makes those now.
They have those crazy ones that are like $300 or something. They're pricier than you would. Oh, you want? Like
I
want
a fucking break up
pizza, pizza?
Yeah.
In my home.
Like a
I'm not kidding.
Wood fire?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, apparently, my God. Those little ones.
Huh?
Apparently, those little ones are really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll keep it up. I'll buy one of those right now. We'll get that for Christmas, dude.
Yeah.
Make
keep
pieces
it on the patio.
Not a bad idea.
Eldis, can you pull up that video of Rick Ross talking about how he's scared of almond milk?
I don't know this one.
Yeah, me either.
Oh yeah, this right there.
Conspiracy?
Rick Ross and DJ Khaled say almond milk is a conspiracy.
Still not up on the almond.
Oh, no, Ross.
Rosé still frightened.
No. Get the almond milk.
I just got up on 2% milk a couple years ago.
No. Get the almond milk.
Now y'all trying to conspiracy.
No.
And it's the question. Is it from the almond of the walnut?
I don't have every answer.
I don't have the answer.
You know what's interesting? Why isn't there peanut milk?
These are two men with nine figures.
Yeah. This is a very good... You know what, though? They have peanut milk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never had
it. It's just not really, like,
it's mostly
taken off.
It's mostly for, like, vegan cheese and stuff.
Oh, that shit sucks my dick.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get you a milk maker, actually, Eldis. I want fresh milk. I'm gonna suck on your udders every morning. Yeah, I'll buy you a milk maker, but you have to milk yourself. You have to pour the made milk into pink udders and then squeeze them out into a bottle and drink it that way.
I got one of those like breastfeeding practice things that you fill up with milk, put the doll up to you.
Oh, great. Yeah.
You can suck it out from those.
It's another fucking morning in this house. God damn it.
Oh, my God. Just another day at the office.
Wait, what do they call those, the breastfeeding pods?
I think they're called breastfeeding pods at the airports.
Oh, they have like
Momova
or some bullshit.
Breastfeeding pods at the airport.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Oh, yeah.
Lactation pods.
Yeah.
Oh, they should make those clear.
Yeah.
They should make those clear. Like, give everybody a show.
Yeah, I'm always fucking MILFs in there all the
really?
Time. Yeah, actually, all the time. I don't think you've ever done that. I'm always doing that.
No.
Keep them how they are, but keep a window where the titties are.
Yeah. Just like a drive through. Like
You should be able to pay for that. You should be able to be like, look. The lactation, whatever you're paying, is on me. I need to take a pic. I'm outside, and the glass, and then it goes zoom, and then you see your tits. I don't want to see the baby. Get the baby out of my fucking face.
It's like a small window.
She should be pumping into a bottle for the baby. I don't want to see its greedy little mouth on the tits.
Yeah, but then you have to watch the baby, which is the problem.
I don't have to watch the baby. The baby's on its own. That's not my fucking problem.
Yeah, you can just let it go.
No, she keeps the baby low.
In the airport.
She keeps the baby low.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
So it requires that she... So, like, she can't actually breastfeed the baby.
So you want to make a milking station, basically.
Yeah, I get it.
And you want, so you want this in your kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah. This is my answer. It's a Mamava lactation pod that I can make the titty section clear.
You just have, like, an older woman over. It's
No, she's got to be hot. Oh, you think we should have her as, like, the best milk doula? There's a lot of ideas, man. But yeah, we got the Mamava in there.
Have you guys got targeted with like breastfeeding on like Instagram? Like it is a whole fucking community.
I really like that you asked that question.
You really? Oh, wait. You mean like on Reels?
Dude, like, yeah, like breastfeeding influencers.
Yes.
It's fucking awesome.
No, I have
isn't
gotten
an algorithm thing though.
Yes, because my algorithm will be they'll show me anything with tits. So like,
got it.
The first thing that was like explicitly like sexual, like hot girls was like, there's like a couple girls who are like, they're all Australian for whatever reason. It's like, we're doing fashion for full of busts. And it's like four bitches with big titties to like be able to know what to wear. Mm-hmm. And she'll just like put on, she's like, it's pretty supportive. Right. And then I'm just like.
No. Yeah, the camera on your phone is tracking your eyes.
Yeah.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
He's watched it for like this long.
Yeah. Oh my. Oh fuck. Oh, that's cool. I'm gonna tell my friends with big tits to buy that bikini. But then it'll be breastfeeding, and then at first it's like legit breastfeeding, and then it's like some lady. Has like she's. It's like on some Android, it's grainy, and it's like this kid is like sucking on her tit, and her other tit is just hanging out, and she's got like a full face of makeup on. And you're like, oh no, this is like
they're
circumventing like the pornography rules by having a kid sucking on her tits.
It's like so it's allowed on Instagram.
It is allowed on Instagram.
And then she just has her other breast.
Her other tit is usually out.
I feel like such a dork because all my stuff's like guitar stuff and skateboarding. I've never seen any of this stuff.
Dude, you're a fucking loser.
Yeah, I know.
They show me every type of fat tit there is.
I don't see them, dude. I'm seeing like old men with ponytails.
Shredding.
This year, Epiphone is releasing a new Les Paul. I'm like, oh, whoa.
That's fucking awesome.
I wonder what it looks like. I wonder if it's purple or something.
Wait, so you're getting breastfeeding ads?
I haven't in a while. Not ads, but you know, you're just like scrolling discovery on fucking Instagram. And you'll see those like the little suggested page sometimes.
My Instagram is always like, usually the algorithm knows me really well. Mm-hmm. And you
guys
know, like
kissing.
Ads, but then, no.
Thank you, Patrick. It's all a bunch of but guys kissing.
No, I do occasionally get ads though that are like not guys kissing.
How to turn your parents' basement into a livable area for a 30-year-old man.
It's all like I'll get like I will get like, hey, were you like sexually molested at a church between the ages of da 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 da, you know? And I'm like, I don't think I was.
You have the habits of a molested man.
But I've Yeah, I've been getting those ads enough that I'm like, what was I?
Well, you grew up on like, when you were young, it was like, you guys were like, were you on bases? Were you on military bases?
Yeah, yeah, I was on it. So it's like simulation towns.
They do molest on bases.
I did not get molested. Okay. We talked about this before. We talked about this.
Well, you brought it up. To be fair, you're the one who brought up that everyone thinks you got molested.
No, the algorithm thinks you got molested. I didn't get molested, guys.
Okay. Are you sure?
Is it a cry for help?
Yeah, look.
It's okay. Patrick, did you ever get molested?
No.
Really?
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to your church. When I first met you, that's what you were saying. You were saying, I'm going to be the first.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking, because when I first met you.
You were going to molest me.
Well, what I was thinking was, it's not enough to, like, women need to feel safer in comedy. They get, you know, they get sexually harassed all the time. It's not enough to just stop doing that to women. We have to start doing it to young men. So that way, the next generation of women, they have the leg up on them the way old generations of men.
Even it out.
The young men need to be the molested ones. And even though
and
I'm
you said
straight.
That you're going
to
pick me to be the first one.
And I think it was you because you have a cute little chipmunk mouth, you know? That's kind of what I was saying at the time. And I don't, and to be clear, I don't want to molest anyone. I don't. I'm not attracted to you in any way, shape, or form. This is more because I am a feminist and I feel like. If I make you jack my dick for a little bit on like when we're like on the road in Connecticut or something, like I book a one nighter that's way beneath me just to like take you to a shitty hotel and make you suck my dick in the fucking at a DoubleTree.
Yeah, it's like a like a pizza place that has a comedy night. Well, this is your big break, kid.
Come on, get up there, Pat.
Audience of like three people.
I'm just like, I'm like massaging. I'm like. Give him hell, kid.
Oh, geez, Mr. Hell,
you have a lot. Why don't you come back to my room after this? We'll go over some pointers on your act.
I don't even know if this is a comedy club. It's like three guys in here.
We just fucking, you come in, I'm in a robe, my dick is out. I'm like, oh, sorry. But I'm looking at you the whole time, and I'm smiling.
Like, you started young. So, like, what's closest you got to getting molested in comedy?
But see, you... You started young and you looked like a child.
Yeah.
So you're the one, again, you keep saying, hey, we talked about this last time. You keep setting me up to point it back to you about getting molested.
Yeah.
Well, so just tell me this, Brandon. Who was it that molested you in comedy?
Oh, we got it.
See? There's an answer. No, no, no. See?
There was an attempt.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, no, it's like, look, I do feel as though I was pursued a couple times.
You're groomed.
I was like, there was attempted grooming. Yeah. But it's like, it's funny to be like a... Yeah, like a pedophile, no riz.
Just
like a you know.
Totally. Not charming
to
enough.
Be like, okay. No, never mind.
Please.
No, I was, there was like an older comic who I remember when I just started. He found me in a vulnerable time.
Yeah.
And
Doug Benson. He smoked him up. He smoked him up. Brandon sucked his dick.
Yeah, I was greened out.
He looked at you, he's like, you wanna get some Doug?
I was Yeah.
Getting dugged by molested. Getting dugged by molested. Brandon was the first and only guest on that show.
Yeah, there wasn't a camera.
we're rehearsing. Yeah,
I thought this was for Jash.
I thought I was gonna be on Jash.
Fuck.
Yeah, dude. Damn. That's a shame, dude.
No, I do remember like when I met there was like an older comic when I was like 17.
Oh yeah, I remember.
Yeah, I think
this.
I told you this.
I remember
story.
This actually.
Like
I had
like bombed like a callback for Just for Laughs, and I was like really upset about it. And then this older comic like pops up and he's like, I loved it personally.
Oh,
and then he's
wow.
like he's talking me up and he pulls out his phone, pulls up a video of himself on Johnny Carson.
Oh, wow.
Pulls up a video of himself on Johnny Carson. And he's like, hey, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Check this out while I'm gone. And then, like, comes back from the bathroom. And he's like,
So what were your favorite parts?
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then I saw him like do material from that set.
Holy shit. Like,
that's all about crazy.
That next day after you spent the night in his hotel. At a brunch show that he took you to after you guys shared a fucking a suite in Midtown.
We talked about this. It is crazy. I got lucky.
Yeah.
I got lucky. There was an Andy Dick incident.
Yeah, of course.
There was an Andy Dick incident that was not, but I was like, the thing, I was barely legal.
Right.
I do feel like Andy Dick did want to fuck, he just wants to fuck, you know?
Sure, the man
he
wants
was,
to fuck.
That was actually the funniest, he had like the funniest response to a Me Too.
Oh, really?
Where he's just like, Yeah, I probably did do that. Like, he's like, yeah, look,
hell yeah, Andy.
I'm lonely. I was drunk. I wanted to fuck.
I'm a man. I'm a gay man. Gay guys get to do that. That's how we behave. And 90% of gay guys are cool with it.
Have you seen that video of him? He's like calling into a podcast, and he's just got his shit rocked.
Oh wow, really?
He's just like battered and bruised, and the lady's like, where, like, what happened to you? Like, what?
Oh,
what
are the people I did see that. That's like a really depressing one.
Well, she's like, what do the guys look like? And he went, gangsters.
Oh, no. Wait, he called into a podcast with his shit beat up?
Yeah, just the most racist response. Yeah.
Gang. He really hit the end in gangsters. He was like, gangsters. Yeah. If you catch my drift.
Yeah.
Gangsters hard off.
Yeah.
No, I never saw that one.
Did you ever see that? It was like Muppets in Space or whatever, and there's that like puppet that's like green with like yellow hair. Do you remember this one?
I don't remember him.
I thought that was Andy Dick when I was a child. Green. He's in like one scene. He's like a doctor.
Oh, interesting.
And I thought that like,
dude, I don't remember Muppets in Space. I was a big Muppets head, but I don't remember Muppets in Space.
Oh, I was gay.
Bleep that out.
I'm just really, really, really gay. Yeah, I'm just really, 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 really gay.
Eldis, in the edit, let's make Patrick be saying, I'm really, 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 and then gay. Okay, just put that in.
Hold on, everyone be quiet. Give me a clean.
Patrick, say gay.
Gay. What? Gay.
Brandon, you too.
Gay.
This is the this
perfect.
Is the,
thank you.
The blackmail section of the episode.
We'll take it from here, guys. No, I'm doing it. Can I do another take?
Yeah, you can do one more.
No, I felt like it was like gay question mark.
Okay.
Mm. Like, good point.
Quiet.
Sorry.
Quiet.
Sorry.
Everybody,
sorry.
Quiet. Go ahead, Brandon.
Look, I'm an actor.
Yeah, I know, dude.
Gay.
Perfect.
Nice. I thought you were gonna take in a different direction. They're gonna go like, yay!
Oh, Paul Wayne.
Paul, I can't wait to work those into like 30 different spots on this episode.
Yeah. We just don't keep anything else.
The whole episode is cutting to you.
Yeah.
You're asking those questions.
Look, you guys are gone, like, and we I'll just do another like 10 minutes of just questions. I love it, man. We're really going to, this year, because as we all know, it's 2024.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This year on the podcast, we're really going to push the limits, Eldis. We're gonna become a multimedia experience.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's when this comes out, 2024?
Yeah, well, it is 2024, Patrick.
Oh, yeah.
Oops. Yeah, it's 2024. This year's awesome.
What a year it's been.
The Palestine solved. It's a two-state solution.
Episode.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What else has happened? The Ravens have won or are about to win the Super Bowl. Yeah, everything's going good. I'm still alive. I mean, those are both still alive. We weren't caught having gay sex and ritualistically murder-suicided each other rather than fate. That we think about that all the time. We're like, imagine it. Like, there'd be no way. Like, if Eldis's wife found out we were gay, there's no way to go around that. That's like the most, betrayal.
Murder, suicide?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we're not. You guys are. We covered that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You two, right, Eldis? Remember when they said they were gay earlier?
Yeah.
But me and him are straight, but it would be interesting.
Mm.
You know, if you were gay with the other guys on your podcast.
Yeah. Well, that'd be weird.
Huh?
We already are.
Yeah. Everybody's straight on the pod, though, right?
I think so. Yeah. I don't know what Caleb's up to.
Thank God.
He could be on the DL. He's been taking me to the gym a lot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you trying to get swole, dude?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know why I started, but I just started doing it.
You gonna get strong?
Oh, I'm gonna get fucking gigantic.
That's awesome.
Have you seen this guy, Sam Sulek?
Yeah, he's giant. Oh, he is huge.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna look like that.
You gonna do roids?
Oh, the guy with absolutely.
That's awesome.
Yeah, what is
the 21 year old? That's
is
gigantic.
Is that the guy that's like?
He's got that crazy hair and shit.
Yeah. Really long like
drinking,
hair.
Drinking milk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
He's like drinking a lot.
He's jacked. He's a piece of ass.
Oh yeah.
He looks like an anime guy.
Yeah, he's sick, dude.
I don't know if I'm thinking of the wrong guy.
Sam Sulek is this guy.
Oh, I don't know him.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's a fucking awesome body.
Dude.
Imagine that's kind of how Jesus I would look Christ. If I did a couple push-ups.
Yeah. Dude, we gotta get you in the gym with us.
Dude, me and Sam... No, I'm working out with Sam Sulek.
Yeah?
Dude, his titties look like real titties.
I know. It's so amazing.
And I do think he's on a wild amount of steroids.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you're on steroids, yeah. You get those like little fucking acne bumps.
Yeah,
everywhere.
I feel like he has like crazy acne on his face.
He's got steroid voice, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good for him, though.
Respect. Oh, yeah.
Respect. What your dick probably doesn't even really work.
No, that's the thing. It's you know, you don't need it anymore.
I can't you need get the there, gym. Man. I can't get so jacked. The whole point of getting in better shape would be to, even though I don't need to get less fat to get pussy, but the whole point would be to just be a fuck machine.
Mm.
To be a, like a just.
So you
a,
only do cardio?
Maybe. No, yeah. I want to get strong because that's, okay. You know, throw these whores around a little bit, you know yeah. What I'm saying? But. Yeah, I don't know. I can't believe people get that big and don't and their nuts don't work.
Yeah.
That's wild, man. Not for me. I would not trade my nuts for anything, to be honest with you.
I could trade them for something. Maybe some magic beans or something.
would you need a guarantee that the magic beans like
oh,
work?
Yeah. No, I got to go up the beanstalk.
You got to go up the beanstalk mm-hmm. first. Oh, or yeah. do you just know? You just
I know
sense the
it's
guy's
magic.
Not lying.
I know
it's
that
magic.
It's gonna. I know
it's an honorable work. Like witch or whoever mm-hmm. sold you the beans for the.
Oh
nuts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you trade it for a Coca-Cola freestyle machine?
That's
your good, nut. It's just
what about one nut for Coca-Cola?
One nut for Coca-Cola like freestyle machine is a really good deal.
It really is.
It's a really yeah. good deal. I mean, you're gonna spend money on syrup for the rest of your life, but that's fine.
I like hate. I hate nuts.
Huh.
I just you like hate your nuts? No.
Yep. Come on.
Let's fucking go.
Let's say louder for the
Let's
people in the
go.
Back.
No, I just like hate hats. It's like we don't need them.
You don't need
them. We need them, but like I wish we
you
didn't
would prefer
need
they
them.
Were inside your body.
I wish we just I would actually
sounds like
yeah.
a man who's a
no, I just
nuts.
I wish it was just I wish it was just all I wish like none of us had nuts.
Yeah.
I wish it was just inside.
Yeah. See, I do think
and
it's
I don't like them I don't like them touched.
Are they too small?
You don't
small?
Like your nuts touched.
Yeah, you like
even by
you
a
like
woman.
Them gargled.
I don't know about gargled, but a little play with them.
Maybe,
a little bit.
Maybe, you know, just like cradled.
Maybe a little. Not a yeah. suck, not a.
They don't need to.
Dude,
yeah.
when girls like really suck, it's like, why yeah. do you think that would feel yeah. good?
No, no, I know.
But give me a little lick.
Some people
they
like
don't
that.
I know, though. How would Eldest, they know?
Yeah. They've heard right. trial and error.
I just, I'm kind of where I'm at on it.
You're in your
I'm
30s. Like, you haven't yeah. learned not to
like
suck
that,
nuts.
Like,
let's
like
just
nut,
leave it. Leave them out of it.
The nut pain is like such a specific thing. It's not like pinching your dick where you could like kind of, you know, kind of pinch your dick a little and it wouldn't hurt. But it would like yeah. hurt applying like even a little pressure.
That's true.
On your nuts.
Yeah.
That is
so
true.
How are women supposed to know that? All I'm saying.
If it's been this long. Because the thing is, it's happened to me where it's like somebody who's really talked up their head-giving ability.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it's like, well, you're a fraud if you don't if you're sucking nuts this hard.
Yeah.
Or you've been with nothing but guys that like pain. And myself, I'm not a
Or they're
sadist.
Trying to steal them.
They might be trying to steal my nuts.
to
suck them
mouth.
Out before
yeah.
I even realize.
Yeah. Run away.
Wee-hee-hee.
Yeah. Running out of your house. The old nut gnome
no.
yeah. sucking you off. You
Prank
know
gone sexual. Yeah. But that's interesting, Brandon. You'd prefer the neatness of just a cock, no nuts.
Yeah, or just like...
It is strange yeah. that an organ is outside your
yes.
body.
Yeah.
It is, now that you say it, it
no,
is
No, they're way too sensitive. They're way too fragile. I don't really... Yeah, I don't like
you know
getting
why?
Them played with.
You know why it is? It literally, I remember... This is one of the only things I remember from sixth grade biology. I'm not even yeah. kidding. Is that the optimal temperature for making sperm is 96 degrees or something.
Whoa.
And our bodies run at like 97.9. Yeah. And so somebody 98.5? Like freaks. Yeah. I don't remember what it is. But there must have been like some freak monkey that had his nuts just outside and he got healthier jizz. Or just like somebody was like born with a fucking deformed nuts.
Maybe that's why you got to sun your like your taint.
To warm them up.
Mm. Yeah.
See,
you heard about
93.2 degrees to make jizz. And our bodies run at 98.6. Oh, pretty interesting stuff, huh, guys? Interesting.
So what? How do? What's the?
I don't know.
So anyway,
What do we do with this information?
Well, my point is, I like the nuts. I think they're fun. Yeah. I like having a little extra something there. Yeah. I'm definitely proud of mine. I've said it before. I have large nuts. I have a little penis, large nuts, and I'm.
That's the only way to be.
Only way to be a nice fat sack and a little ass prick.
I don't like them getting fucked with when I'm fucking because it's like they're too ticklish or something. Yeah. I don't like giggling while I'm fucking.
Yeah, but a nice little fucking right on the edge of ticklish. You know? A nice little reach back on your nuts, that feels good.
But that's
like
full tee hee hee hee.
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way to like get your nuts touched without it like being funny.
There's a couple ways.
even when you get them sucked on, it's funny.
Not sucked on, but
it's like you're sucking nutsack right now.
Yeah, but cock.
You're getting your
cock sucked. That's
sexual.
So are nuts, man. Now we're just basic philosophy.
No. Patrick can't get head without cracking up.
No, my ass.
You're literally sucking my cock right now?
Whoa, you gay. You sucking up boys, we know you're gay. That's literally what you're doing with me. my gay doll's going off because there's now a gay guy sucking me off.
yep. No, I'll take the nuts. I disagree, Brandon. But that makes sense.
I wish mine were like too big.
I wish you had like a tumor. What are you saying?
Bro, I wish I had a tumor on.
You could probably
things.
Get. You know that guy that put like he got saline. Yeah. You get saline in your nuts, probably.
Oh yeah, there's a dude who does that.
Really?
I've seen there's like a guy who puts saline in his nuts, but also put them in a vacuum seal.
Oh wow!
So that they get like it looks like a basketball. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
His name is BK Bulge. Shout out.
What is it? BK
Bulge. BK Bulge.
BK Bulge.
BK Bulge. Yeah. Based in Brooklyn.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, he's Brooklyn fat.
Brooklyn Bulge, yeah.
And does he...
Gigantic nuts, little dick.
So what is... Oh, interesting.
Oh.
What is... My mission is to get my balls as big as possible.
This is just
No, it's all... Go back to...
I think he's on X. Yeah. He's posted on X.
Yeah, there it is.
BK Bulge.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is going to be demonetized for sure.
We're not going to show this, but yeah, that's crazy. So he's making his balls bigger or his dick big
as
well? I think
both of them are getting very big with saline.
Oh, interesting.
But it's too big.
Wait, what did he hasn't posted in a
little bit. Watching you boys grow
bit.
Got me hornied up for size, so I threw 3 liters, 5% in.
Yeah, oh, wait, are these just his most popular?
Oh, oh my God. Live.
Jesus, fuck.
What the fuck?
Oh, wow.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
See, but the thing is, it's kind of like an optical illusion. You can't tell what the dick is.
I see the dick, though. It's that little part in the top.
Your eyes went straight to it, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. He kind of made his dick a clit.
Yeah.
And his balls are like big fat pussy lips. Very interesting. BK Bulge, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Huh. Well, good for him.
That's crazy.
You know what it is? Wow. He set out, he had a goal, and he achieved it.
Yeah,
and he's balls still, as and he's big still as possible. Going. It's like
his it's balls amicable. In the under. It looks like it's like shaped like one of the characters on the PJs.
Absolutely.
It's like
I love BK Bulge.
Yeah.
My thing is my question
I'm
is
glad
like
I got, I'm glad I got you good. With
yeah,
the,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. The
it's a great show.
Yeah, there it is.
Doesn't get enough credit, honestly.
Yeah.
Oh man,
that was the wait. The yeah, it was
Eddie Murphy.
Was one season, two seasons. No.
Yeah, they ran the reruns.
It was really
Eddie Murphy.
It was really fucking funny. It was
Fox
a great show.
Cartoon. Yes.
Anyway, what the fuck were we talking about?
Big nuts. Talking about now, gigantic nuts.
When you have big ass nuts like that,
yeah.
Can you get a nut off?
I don't even know.
Probably
if he gets
not.
A nut. Maybe not. If
does
the
he get
the
fucked
same
in his ass and the guy like bum 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 like
maybe
dribbles his nuts
like bongos?
Yeah, bum 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 bum.
That could be his thing. Yeah. I don't really know. I've only seen a couple photos and videos.
You never seen him getting his ass fucked?
No, I think you got to pay for it. I think you got to pay to see that. I'm not. Money's a little tight around.
That's fair, man.
Right now,
hey, I'm getting Elvis a nut milk maker for Christmas. Yeah. I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
A sub, custom video.
A custom video. He's saying your name. He's got your name written on his balls. That would be awesome, actually.
He just draws a little face on it and just
hell yeah,
runs
dude.
Around.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a 1-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
Well, why don't we, Eldos, why don't we get to some fucking questions? I mean, I'd love to talk about BK Bulge all day, but I'd love to get to some questions here, really solve some people's problems. You weren't prepared. You couldn't see this coming, man?
We were looking at the PJs. Yeah. We got to keep them on the screen for like a little bit longer. Just right, to let everyone know about the PJs.
Of course. The PJs, the projects.
All right.
Hi, Stavi. Hi, Eldis. Hi, esteemed guest. I have probably a pretty quick one for you. My name is Max. Okay. I'm from Toronto. I'm 24. I have this recurring problem where this thing just keeps getting brought up. When I was like, I don't know, like 19 or 20, I had like done coke like once, and then a buddy wanted to try it, and you know, like I listened to fucking Biggie, and you know, heard him talking about like, you know, you sprinkle a little little coke in the blunt, yep. and you know, he didn't. Snorting feels evil when you're like you were just a teenager. You know what I mean? Snorting something, and I kind of want to try it. I was a big fucking stoner at the time, and so you know, like twice, put a little bit of coke in the J, smoke it up, burns weird, but like. Nice high, get the energy of and the euphoria of weed, and I did that like twice, you know. Cool. And then yeah, I've just been snoring it since. But
been snorting it
whenever
since.
I bring this up to somebody, you know, oh, you know, this happens every few, you know, 6 months or whatever.
Why?
Somebody in the fucking group is always like, "Oh, dude, that's crack. You've been smoking crack. So, Stavi, please help me, because I'm tired of this shit."
What?
Have I done crack?
No, man.
No.
Because I don't do it anymore. I did it a handful of times. But I just keep, some dipshits always telling me that I,
what is, what kind of question is this?
No, you haven't smoked crack.
What kind of question is this,
you know what?
This is what made it through the screening process. Some guy who didn't smoke crack complained that people accused him of smoking crack.
Good thing we had 2 minutes of exposition.
Yeah.
No, I know. That exposition's like, yeah, buddy, you are fucking smoking crack. What the fuck?
That but sucks.
What you should do is just tell everybody that you are.
Also, why does it come up every 6 months?
Yeah.
No one asked you, hey, is anybody here sprinkled weed on their blunts?
No.
You're bringing it up.
I can tell that this guy's bringing this shit up unprompted.
For sure.
Absolutely.
And he wants people to think he's cool.
Yeah.
And it's not, I mean, whatever. It's not, I mean, it's just neutral. It's a neutral piece of, you know, of information. That's great. You guys ever smoke cocaine?
No.
I've never done that either.
Oh, a cocaine-laced blunt? I think I did this once.
I don't think... Have we ever
I smoked
been
K2,
laced with anything?
That's not,
no, that doesn't
That's completely
count.
Different.
We've never my lungs bled.
Yeah.
But
We've never done smoothie chronic
from the Earl Sweatshirt.
One time we crushed a perk in a weed bowl.
Yeah,
that was pretty fucking sick.
Crushing pills and weed. That was awesome. I guess I've smoked weed and then taken lean or whatever. But yeah, chronic.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I don't know what the fuck you really had for us. That's really, you know what? I'm not even mad at you. I'm mad at Eldest. That's his fault for even letting that get to my ears. You're clearly a dumbass, but at least no one's paying you to make sure you don't have to listen to stupid questions like yours. All right, what else do we got, Eldest?
Hey, Savvy, what's up, man? I'll just keep it short and simple. A little while back, I had a big falling out with an old friend of mine. We were best friends, basically brothers type of situation. I fucked up and had sex with this other guy's fiance.
What?
The whole rigmarole. But anyway, flash forward a little bit later.
Pause this, man. You're trying to yada yada.
Yeah,
basically brothers. Basically brothers. And I fucked his fiance, not his girlfriend, his fiance.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I had sex with the woman that he loves that he was about to marry. Blah, blah.
Get over it. Yeah. Fucking get, who cares?
That's crazy. Yeah.
I fucked my best friend's fiance, tomato, tomato. I don't know what it, all right.
To not just be like, it was the biggest mistake of my life. I'm a piece of shit. Yeah. To be like, the whole rigmarole. He said the whole rigmarole. What rigmarole, man? I don't know that rigmarole.
That is not rigmarole. That is a couple rungs above rigmarole.
That's great. You cannot try and rigmarole that. All right, what else? Let's see what this man has to say for himself.
Now, we had plans of making music together.
Oh my god.
Coming up with a
this is crazy
name, you know. We had plans of making music together at some point in time, you know, way back in the day, and we were coming up with a rap collective name.
Oh my fucking god.
I was throwing some dumb ones out there. I'm not going to try and be funny on your show, most of them not, but we landed on one. That was just fantastic, just fire.
I'm sure it was.
When I say we, I mean he.
He said he was going to make this short, too.
And present day, I'm still in that same, you know, I'm going to be doing my thing, it's music time, and I'm doing it with another guy. Pause.
Oh, yeah.
And I just want to know what you think about using that name still. Because, like, technically, it doesn't belong to me, but like I was the only one who ever took it serious enough to try and push things with it. You know, I got like logos made, branding, like, you know, I got some stuff going.
This is awesome.
Like, made condoms designed at one point.
Yeah.
But this is all me, man. But technically I didn't come up with it, you know. So I still want to use it though. And do I need to like hit him up and be like, hey,
hit him up,
even though you fucking hate
what?
This is out of your life.
Take it and run, or do I not use it at all? Like, a little bit of input would be great.
This is awesome.
Anyways, thank you, Elvis, and thank you, guest.
This is the punishment this guy has for like. I mean, look. Let me just tell you something. You're never gonna have a career in music. It's not. Under no circumstances are you going to be successful.
So this is gonna be a novelty rap duo, and it's now become a solo novelty rap.
He's got a different partner. Yeah. But this is the most. This is the behavior of the type of person that will. I have never heard more clear example of never going to make it behavior in my life. You had merch made before you had a single fucking song. Even if you were, by the way, even if you were the best rapper, whatever, you're like some fucking regular ass white guy in God knows where. I don't know what that area code is, but even if you took it seriously, you're probably not going to make it. I mean, look, man, the idea that you think this name might be what will... It's fire. I'd love to hear the name.
Oh, I mean, the fact that
I would love to hear
the name.
No, the
fact that he won't say what the name is.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't want anyone to steal it.
Exactly. Yeah. Before he's been able to have a summit with the man who he betrayed for permission. Imagine being this guy who's starting his life over. You're in a good relationship. Yeah. You're like, and then you see this guy, and it's not like an insanely heartfelt apology. It's not like, I miss you, man. I'm a piece of shit. You're like, anything I can do for you, whatever. It's like, hey, man, I just, you know, we got a fresh, I know this is tough. I know this is hard for you to hear, but me and Mark are going to be the retard boys from now on. and we've got a whole shipment of glow in the dark butt plugs that say retard boys on them, and we're really gonna need your blessing. Yeah. I would just feel, you know me, I'm a moral guy. Right. I couldn't even imagine betraying you in any way by stealing something that you held dear, like the name of our shitty rap group.
One of the things that he mentioned is he was like, he's making condoms. So it's like, the guy, he fucked the guy's future wife, his fiance, and he's like, hey, you know that idea you had?
I'm
going to put that on a condom.
I know, dude.
That's crazy.
This is all so bad. This is so fucking stupid. And I'm sorry if it feels like we're being harsh to you. It's just, you know, you're a piece of shit for fucking your best friend's fiance. And this is such a hilarious worry to have.
You need to call back and freestyle into the phone, though.
Yeah.
We need to hear.
I might eat crow. I might eat crow.
We need to hear what this sounds like.
Yeah. I just need to know the name of the thing, man. Mm-hmm. Just text us. You don't even have to call back.
You're going to be like the guy who, the new additions manager to him.
Yeah.
I was stealing all the royalties. Yeah. When he was talking about fucking his friend's fiance, I thought where that question was going to go is like, how do I mend this relationship? Yeah. But it's just, oh, I already made the merch.
Yeah.
I got all these boxes of merch.
I gotta sell this fucking shit.
Oh my god, this is fucking awesome. It's like
rap that I haven't made.
What a fucking idiot, goddamn.
Oh man.
So yeah, dude, I mean, definitely don't. Here's, if I were you, right?
Yeah.
I would absolutely not use the name he came up with, just out of like really covering the base. Like, you're a piece of shit. You know that, right? Yeah. You fucked his fiance. I would never speak to him again, and I would steer clear of anything that I would even consider could possibly hurt his feelings even by accident. Now, this guy, hopefully, I was going to say he's probably not as big an idiot as you, but like he might be, let's be honest. So this might hurt his feelings. Yeah. It's funny to think of that, somebody being that stupid that it's like, all right, man, fucking my fiance was one thing, but you took the name, dude?
That was something we made together.
Dude, we were the Super Meat Squadron. We were Meat Wad's Holy Order. And it's like they're all wearing like armor, but it's Meat Wad's in armor. okay, whatever, dude. Yeah, that I could tell you I would not do the name. Whatever. I would definitely not ask him permission. That's crazy. Of all the things, you should have run by him.
Yeah.
Maybe this isn't the one, buddy. Don't make contact with him. If I were you, I wouldn't use the name. I would use something else. And I've got good news for you. It's a bad name.
Yeah.
I know you think it's the difference between success and failure. It's not. Yeah. Just pick something equally as stupid that you think is awesome. But yeah, whatever. Next question, Eldis.
Hi, Sav. Big fan of yours. Just saw you at Beacon Theater and love the podcast. Thanks for coming. I have a situation with a guy that I met 2 years ago that kind of faded away. He kind of ghosted me, I guess, just kind of disappeared. And I felt really bad about it and deleted his number so I could just move on. Mm-hmm. And then 2 years later, a couple months ago, he contacts me saying he misses me.
That's crazy.
And I was so crazy about him back then that I agreed to kind of start seeing him again.
What are you doing?
And it's only been a couple of months hung out a few times and it's been great. But I am feeling very insecure about it. He hasn't responded to a text that I sent him four days ago about missing him and wanting to see him. So I'm thinking this is, you know, still kind of how he operates, and I shouldn't be surprised that he hasn't changed in 2 years, and I'm okay with that. I accept that he's definitely not right for me, but my question is, should I reach out again and try to address that he's ignored me, or should I just let it go like I did last time and delete his number and also block him? I just don't know how to kind of close the book on this situation. Because it doesn't look good, and it just makes me feel super sad and unwanted, and I just want to get over him for good. Please help. Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, this sucks. And it's like, yes, you know what it is. This guy's a fucking idiot, and It's like, it's the, you're learning the hard way, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me, shit. But we've all been there. You get a nice piece of dick, nice piece of pussy pie. They hit you up out of the blue, even though they broke your heart. Yes. You're going to go in for another taste for old time's sake. And then you're right back where you were, right? So it's fine. We've all, everyone's guilty of it, I'm sure, on the panel here. So you just have to, I don't know, maybe you are, maybe not.
I don't know.
You don't know? Yeah, you fucked like two girls, right?
Yeah.
You're like engaged and your high school sweetheart. Right now you're married and you had
I'm
a
not
high
married.
School. I know, I'm kidding.
Oh.
You got a high school.
I thought you were confusing us all together.
No.
No.
Is one of the other motherfuckers married?
Yeah, Caleb's married.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Brandon, how about you? It's funnier to think about you with a broken heart than Patrick. He's a good guy. Has anybody ever finessed your little bitch ass?
Yeah.
What'd they do? Did they ghost you and leave you?
No, it was more like, you know, sort of, it's a lot of, I've never had a clean break. There's a lot of syndication.
Sure, bring them back.
Going on, yeah.
Bring them back.
A lot of reboots in the past. But yeah, no, I've had my heart broken. You got to just know not to engage.
Anyway, yeah,
you got to move on.
This guy like completely, you know, he was just, he was going through the old Rolodex and he was like, things are kind of dry. Who fucked me within the last presidential term?
Right.
And then he's like, oh yeah, this girl. Yeah. Fuck, that was kind of cool. Why did we stop talking?
But yeah,
and then he sees that he ghosted you, doesn't give a fuck. And then just like, you're the best.
Right.
Oh man, sorry. I've been busy for 2 years.
This guy sounds, very, callous and cruel, and you don't want to get burned again.
Bad guy. So
don't touch the stove.
Don't touch the stove, baby girl.
Don't touch the stove, baby.
Yeah. You know what you need to do, unfortunately. You were on the right path before. You only faltered, and it's human, human nature. You faltered when he came calling, you know, crawling back. Just don't, you got to block him. You got to let him. And yeah, it's okay if you feel a little preemptive, right? Like maybe he's still, you know, maybe he's not going full ghost yet. Just don't give him the opportunity. You should be just be done with him and, you know, block him and stick to it. That's the hard part, right? I know what I need to do. I need to eat healthy, but hey, there's fucking Ben and Jerry's right around the corner. Okay, I get high, I go on a little
full
stroll.
Ben and Jerry? Like a.
No, but there's pints of it.
Well, I got excited.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that to you, man. My bad. So just you just have to stick to it, and you know, just that's really all there is to it. We all know unfortunate situations like this, and he will probably tempt you again. Mm-hmm. So it's just more about keeping your, you know, keeping your willpower strong. But it's a hard one. But we believe in you.
Hi, Savi. So I have a coworker who I've known personally for about 10 years. He got me into this job in social work, which I am very grateful about. I've always wanted to break into the social work industry. It's always something I've been kind of good at, despite not having a degree. And now that I've been here a couple months, it turns out I am pretty good at it. I'm good at mitigating clients. I'm good at finding solutions to weird, unruly issues that we have with clients. And the guy who got me this job, who I've known for 10 years, turns out he's not great at most things that are work-related.
Damn.
There's times where I'll have to lean on him for things because he is technically the senior employee. For example, I'll have to have him print out a bunch of paperwork, or I'll be on the phone with a client. And because he is a dumbass, sometimes he'll sneak in little pranks. Like, he'll print out the pages that I need, but every other page will just say D's nuts on it. Like, classic stuff.
No way. Is this real?
Aggressively funny stuff. He'll also, like, sing, I don't know, the Rick Roll song while I'm on the phone.
That's not as good as D's nuts on every page.
Client
services. I just love that song.
While I'm on the phone. The problem is I work in emergency client services for people who have HIV predominantly.
Oh my God.
Clients are usually getting evicted. Their utilities are about to get shut off.
So even pause this. I've actually changed my mind. This guy rules.
This guy's amazing. This guy fucking rocks.
Yeah, no, you have like the best coworker in the world. You should get him a raise. You should get him like a promotion.
He's like,
you should be in charge of the company. What are you doing complaining about him?
So I was like, please, the police are trying to kick me out. I'm just trying to finish my last course of chemo. And he's like, hey, what do you think of this? And he shows you his phone. It's his penis. Yeah. So he's just, and he's just like, it's a smiley face drawn on his penis. Oh, no.
It was like 5 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, look, it's was, a, look at this really picture into, of my really sister's niece. He's
brilliant to rickrolling people. He's really into rickrolling.
That's so
like,
sick.
Oh guys, have you seen this peanut butter jelly? Like, what's this guy on about?
These guys are awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so let's finish up the question here.
Goatsy.
See client services for people who have HIV predominantly.
Oh, no.
Clients are usually getting evicted. Their utilities are about to get shut off. So even though this dumb motherfucker is making pretty fucking dope jokes, it's not the time or place most of the time.
Yeah.
So how do I mediate and like confront my coworker about not going, when I'm on a how do I tell him to not print out pages that say he's nuts when I'm about to hand the client a rental application form to like help them like sustain rent? Anyway, yeah, so I work with a straight boy at an LGBTQ clinic, obviously, you know, it's HIV, LGBTQ care. And so how do I rope this straight boy into like, reading the room?
Stop playing the penis game.
Watching you for a couple of years. Love you. Bye.
Interesting.
Yeah.
One thing right off the top of my head. Give him AIDS.
Yeah, there it is.
You know what I mean, he wants to laugh about it.
Yeah,
get this guy a fucking dirty needle.
Yes,
prick this fucking guy and be like, oh, what? I thought it's a good laughing time. I thought we're all laughing. Oh, I thought that would be the all. We're doing jokes. There's a fucking joke, and then put in the hobo blood right into him. And then that'll fucking teach him.
It's crazy that your coworker is like 16 years old and your superior.
I know.
Yeah, wait, so this is right. That is
that's man, shit.
We
that's
are
shit that
so, we are so fucked. This is social work.
I know.
Yeah. These are the people that are helping the most vulnerable people, and it's like a dumbass like this that you know is so bad at his job.
He's probably got such a good heart though.
He could, or he could just not be able to get a job anywhere.
He's trying to make them laugh, you know?
Yeah. He's Patch Adams.
That's what he's doing, yeah.
He's Patch Adams for homeless gay guys.
Yeah.
She does, she's like sympathetic towards him.
No, that's why she's cool.
Let me be clear. He's fucking based.
Yeah. It's like, look, the bits are good. No one's got a problem with the bits.
Yeah. Yeah, but she said pretty fucking dope jokes.
Right. Yeah. It is. You could see it being funny, right?
Yeah, she's cool.
This person's cool. Obviously, look, she's a member of Stavi's world. She's a part of the Stavi's world family. She's been listening for years. She's cool.
Yes.
I would just say,
Rickroll song is crazy.
Rickroll in 2023.
I know.
Very, very powerful move.
I know.
2024.
2024 Rickroll.
She said he's just singing it too. He's not even like pulling it up.
This guy's awesome, man.
Wait, who is he singing it?
Dude, you know how fun it would have been to watch Anchorman with this guy seven years ago?
Yeah.
Watch Anchorman with this guy in college. His mind would be like, what the fuck?
Oh, shit.
Like the fuck, dude.
I would love to share a vault soda with him.
Yeah. So I mean, look, you just gotta talk to him. He's clearly a dumbass, but he probably is. He is, like, at the end of the day, he's still in social work, even if he's just he's stupid and bad at his job. He's got a good heart, whatever, and you could just be like, this also seems like the kind of guy that's just like probably rolls with things pretty good, and you just have to be like, hey man, and honestly, telling him the jokes are good is going to go a long way for a guy
like
this.
No, he wants to feel funny.
That's all he wants. Uh-huh. He just wants to be funny. Be like, dude, it's really, like, these are good jokes. It's hilarious. But can we keep it to the more, or like, can we keep it to lunch? Can we keep it to whatever? Like, this is pretty stressful. I'm really dealing with a lot. Like, let's keep that till after the fact. Because it also seems like she's friends with him, right? Didn't he get her the job? Yeah. Like, it's your friend. You'd be like, hey, can we fuck around afterwards?
Can you just send me text messages?
Yeah, can you send me? Yeah, exactly. It's like,
that could actually Rickroll me.
That's all I say. It's like you're like it's, yeah. This is like a classic. This is like a, just say it, man. Brand down. Lower your mic. Elvis typed. Tried to be clandestine about it, but you always pick funny times to do it too.
There's never a good time. There's talking all the way through.
I don't know, man. Fuck you. Whatever. Yeah, you know when is the good time?
Yeah.
The in between. But I guess you're doing stuff in the in between.
Mm-hmm. He's like, this feels like a guy who's sending the like COVID big penis guy.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Oh,
yeah. Hey, look.
Effective again,
very COVID big
good
penis
stuff.
Guy.
Yeah. The first time that happened to me, I was like,
"It
that's
was very
fucking,
the first time." The
that's
first
good,
time
man.
COVID big
but
penis
when the guy,
guy,
when somebody sent it to you 10 days after it went
right.
around,
yeah.
you're like,
"Shut up! Oh, okay. Enough of this already." Yeah. I've seen it. It's funny. His penis
stop,
is
stop. I'm salivating every time you send this to me.
Yes,
trying to get work done.
I saved the image to my phone. My wallpaper.
Yeah, but good luck. This literally is a classic. Just have a conversation with the person.
Yeah.
You're already friends with him. He probably on some level knows you're better at your job than him. You know what I mean? And you're like, hey man, funny stuff. Let's just make it. And don't even have to have like a judgment on him. Just be like, it's making it hard for you can even be like, these bits are so good. It's making it hard for me to concentrate.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm laughing
like,
too hard.
I'm laughing too damn much.
Because you're too funny.
This is like very easy conflict resolution.
Yeah, he doesn't. This guy seems like a bit of a, like, worst case scenario, you might hurt his feelings a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, he seems, like, sensitive, but he doesn't seem like the kind of guy who would push back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
Hopefully it goes good. Let us know.
This guy's in the comment section saying, I'm gay.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, he probably is.
Maybe he's all bad.
That's a really
that's
good point. That's a really good point.
That's why she called in, so he'll see
you. That's right, that's right.
Yeah,
he said you're funny.
This girl's a genius, man.
Oh my
she's
God.
Playing 4D chess, brother.
Yeah. Holy
she
fuck.
Knows this guy's listening.
Yeah.
All right.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a 1-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
Stabby baby, hope you, LD, and the guests are doing well. I think my last one went on a little long, so I'll try to be a little quicker. I apologize. Just want to get your opinion on a situation I'm currently in. I graduated with my bachelor's degree last May, and I finally got my ass into a master's program a couple weeks ago. It's been a little tough because I got my bachelor's through COVID, so I didn't make a lot of academic connections needed for master's degree applications and whatnot. But I finally got into one.
Nice, man.
So since I graduated, I had to start paying my student loans back. They're quite expensive monthly, so my dad has helped me out. I was pitching about $300 a month. He said he'd cover the rest.
Nice.
Came to find out a few days ago when I got an urgent call from Sally Mae that my dad has not paid it in about almost 3 months. And
awesome.
I've still been giving him the money for it the last few months.
Hell yeah.
So I don't know what the fuck happened there, but I had to pay extra money towards it so my credit score wouldn't be, you know, hit as hard as it already fucking has. Really, I haven't checked my credit score since
close
yesterday, before yesterday, earlier this year.
Hey, look, getting help from your dad is one thing. He pays them for you.
Yeah.
He logs on and pays it for you, and you give him money. What the fuck? I mean, you're a fucking idiot. Like, that's something. It's embarrassing to be like, daddy takes care of my loans. It's one thing if he, like, look, he gives you a chunk of money, whatever, but it's like, you don't even log in and press the buttons, motherfucker.
Like, he's sending the money to his dad.
Yeah. The dad should be sending the money to you.
Dude, you need to believe in your dad's parlays, okay? That's what I'll
That's
say.
True.
You need to fucking that is some, true. Put some fucking faith in your dad.
But that is really funny that he's basically... Anyway, let's finish it before I start making any more judgments.
There's like 680 something. It was okay. I'm in the 480s now. So That's my shit crazy. Got crushed. I don't know how to feel. I'm kind of upset with my dad because like he was behind. I mean, I think money was just a little tough, but like... I just don't know why he wouldn't tell me so I could try to help out. Now I'm in a shitty situation. Like, I'm kind of upset with him, but at the same time, like, he was trying his best, so, like, it's hard for me to be upset when the balance pen wasn't there, but I don't know, man. What do you think? I don't know much about credit rebuilding, so am I fucked or,
no,
or what, man?
No, let it all go to collections.
And love the show. Yeah. Hope to see you live soon. I mean,
yeah.
Have a good
yeah,
one.
Then you don't talk to them for, like, months, and then you just say, like, oh, I can pay, like, a little bit, and then it's gone.
Yep. Yeah. Smart.
Yeah.
It just sits there.
Yeah, it just sits there. It just gets moved around until it's like a cent that you owe. Yep.
I would say, here's what I would say. I would say set fire to your car.
Yeah.
Get a skeleton. Put your license and your cell phone.
You're going to lose a little teeth if you do this.
Yeah, yeah. And one of your pick a couple teeth to put out there.
One of the shitty ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And just say your, and then fake your own death. Mm-hmm. Move to the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The dollar stretches a long way. Have your dad pay back the $900 he finessed you for, starting you life in Haiti. Mm-hmm. You're good, bro. You're gonna have to shit outside, but you'll be the king of the village. Yeah, I mean, look, you can absolutely be. There's a couple things going on here. Number one is, hey, man, like. A guy whose parents pay... I just don't respect anyone whose parents pay for their loans, personally. Right.
What if the dad is, like, the guarantor or something, and he's just, like, as implicated as this kid is anyway?
Well, I think probably what's going on here is that, like, look, this is the... No, like, parents don't pay for your shit necessarily, right? He was doing something nice. Now, having said that, he did say he was going to do something nice for you, and he didn't in a way that fucked you up. So you're well within your rights to be like, what the fuck, Dad? Why didn't you tell me? Like, look, I appreciate the help. If money was getting too tight and I'm on my own, that's fine. Just let me know so that my credit score doesn't get fucked up, right? Like, you're more than okay to be like, Dad, you fucked me here. What the fuck was this? And if he's like, hey, I paid, you know, X amount of months, you'd be like, I know, but... I could have handled this myself. You should have just told me. Now my credit score is fucked up. You're mad at him for that, right? That's what you're mad at him for. So you're okay being mad at him, but it's like, yeah, now you just, you know, you kind of have to do it yourself.
What day was this call placed?
Is this recent? Yeah, it's pretty recent.
Yeah, so, buddy, all I'm going to say is wait until Christmas. Because that money you've been sending him, it's probably going towards, like, Coke Freestyle Machine or something really fucking cool.
Yeah. But definitely talk to your dad. I mean, it's crazy to say I'm not going to talk to my dad about this. Like, this is insane. And he owes you, it sounds like, $900?
Dude, $900, that's like a PS5, couple games.
Yep.
Your Christmas is about to be amazing.
That is true. That would be really funny if he's like, son, I'm spoiling you with his own money. But yeah, dude, look, I don't know what to tell you. You're kind of a dumbass for getting a master's right now and taking out loans. Unless it's for some, like, is it for something where you automatically start making money? It's pretty funny to be a guy that's like, I'm going to take on college debt now, like when everybody knows it's bullshit. But whatever, you're kind of dumb. Your dad's probably ashamed of not being able to cover it. Mm-hmm. It sounds like shame, but it's still, that's the way a baby acts. Like, you just hope no one notices. He just didn't make the payments and was hoping you weren't going to figure it out. Anyway, I don't know. You're kind of dumb. You're depending on your dumb dad too much. And it's okay to be like, hey, you fucked me, Pop, while still being grateful for the good stuff he did do.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you're fine. You're just going to start paying your shit back. It's okay. You could go to collections, whatever. Mm-hmm. Or you could, you know, play the game and suck the financial master's dick and just, you know... Go back to making regular payments. Your credit will bounce back.
Oh, yeah.
That's not
real. None of it's real.
And then the other thing, it's not real.
None of it is real.
Debt can always...
It'll all go away soon.
It's there.
Yeah.
What happened with the student debt?
Oh, it was like $8.8 million in like unpaid.
And then they were like, never mind.
I don't know what happened.
I don't fucking
know. Where like people's debt went away.
I don't gotten that debt, man.
Came back.
Shout out to the University of Maryland Baltimore County Sondheim Scholars Program. Yeah, when they gave me a public affairs scholarship, this is probably what they thought their money would go. This is probably what they thought their money would go towards. God damn, I'm probably literally the most successful alum, and it's like for fucking giving people bad advice and doing crowd work clips. All right.
What's up, Stav? Got a food-related question here for you. My fiance isn't really that much of a foodie. She's just as happy with the fucking bologna sandwich and Lay's potato chips as she is with the perfectly cooked chicken breast with, like, au gratin potatoes and some, I don't know, some crazy vegetable dish. She's just...
In the transcript, it says all rotten.
And she does like I love to cook intricate things and, you know, take my time on dishes that are worth the time. How do I get her to, or maybe she's just not interested, but I'm trying to, like, get her more into the fine dining, like, world. What's the way to do that? You think there's a way? She just doesn't like to, she thinks the idea of spending a lot of money on food is stupid when you could just eat bologna and be fine.
I like that this call is just, my wife likes bologna too much, man. Stop. My wife too much. She can't stop. My wife can't stop eating bologna sandwiches, man.
It smells in the house. It smells like bologna. Everything smells like fucking bologna and mustard. God. It sucks so bad.
Dude, I mean, look, what do you want? Some people are how they are, bro.
Yeah.
If she really doesn't like, you know.
If you love her, that's fine that she eat bologna sandwich.
Yeah.
That sounds annoying.
Women can eat bologna too.
Yeah.
Eldis, you had a point.
I think he could, like, try cooking with her or something. And
True.
That'll work.
Like Patrick Swayze ghost.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do it like that. Or like when you're teaching a beautiful woman to golf.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
And start basic, you know what I mean? Like, by the way, cooked chicken breast and potatoes au gratin. You could get that at a fucking college dining hall.
I do really,
you
know, like, that was his example of fine dining.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, he was like, and some kind of good vegetable dish.
Yeah. he said, chicken, potatoes, and the craziest vegetable you can imagine.
I can't. It's so fucked up. I can't even think of it right now.
I don't want to. I don't like the vegetables. But.
An unfathomable vegetable. Yeah, that is crazy that he's like,
I mean, dude, I would just start with, like, a fancier or slightly better version of the shit she likes.
Yeah.
Take her to go to a nice deli. Go even get, like, a fried chicken, one of those kind of more high-end. Like, just start small.
Yeah.
Like I remember the first time I tried sushi, I was scared of sushi, and I just had, like, cooked rolls. The first time I, like, took my mom to get, like, sushi, too, and I was like, you know, oh, this shit's cooked, Mom, and she just got used to the idea of, like, rice and fish and whatever.
Yeah.
And you just gotta kind of, like, you know, slowly be a little more adventurous. And also, you have to make it clear this is something you're into.
Right.
You know, like, you're not, clearly, you're never gonna get her interested in this, but it sounds like it's important to you to go have nice meals and go out and whatever. Oh, and so this is gonna be the first
middle class sushi experience does feel so
cosmopolitan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're like, absolutely. It's in a strip mall.
I'm some kind of jet setter, city slicker. God.
Dude, totally.
Oh my God.
Sushi was crazy. I was like, what the fuck? It's fucking raw.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding? Ew, dude.
What the hell?
I know. It's so funny to think about how trash I grew up.
Well, I'm on.
I hadn't
on Fear Factor?
Yeah. Dude, like, I really had never had any cuisine, any, like, different cuisine. I never had tacos until I was, like, 19. Like, I had, like, pizza, Chinese food, and Greek food.
That's like that's the same year you lost your virginity, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like everything changed for me, like, in my early 20s, where I was like, I remember you took me to a ramen place, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Like an actual ramen
place. Oh, in
D.C.? Yeah, yeah.
Tokyo like, Underground.
I was literally like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
He was like, let's go get ramen. Right. And I was like, that's fucking weird, the restaurant. And I just thought it was like some weird, like, shit Brandon was into where they give you, like,
top ramen.
I thought it was like slightly elevated top ramen.
Yeah.
And then we get there, and I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, what the fuck is
There's
this?
There's thousands of years of tradition behind this. Holy crap.
This beautiful deep broth. I lost my mind. I was like, this is fucking awesome. So, yeah, dude. Also, the thing you're going to have to realize is like, you're hoping, because you also in your mind is like, you take a girl out to a nice meal and she owes you. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of like you scoring
that's
points.
That's what you think.
No,
I don't think like that.
She owes you sex. You spend, the second you spend over $11 on a woman, she owes you at least to touch your penis for a second. No, but he's trying, like, you know what I mean? It's like he thinks going out to a nice restaurant is like, counts as like, scoring points with
a significant
other, right? You're unfortunately, she's flipped the script on you, and that is not the case. And you were hoping a thing you like to do would also like make your girlfriend like really. It would also like it'd be a win-win. You're having a good time. She's having a good time. Now he's realizing if he wants to go out and have a nice meal, it's almost like she's doing something nice for him.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, like this is just not how your girl operates, bro. And so you're just going to have to realize, like, she's going to be gutting out of her comfort zone to go do something nice
for
you.
Is this the only, like, incongruity in this relationship? Like, do they have, have shared values and they laugh at the same things? Yeah, and it's just like, she likes bologna sandwiches.
And
he likes much fancy chicken and potatoes.
I think that you guys can, I think you should love your wife and be grateful for what you have.
I agree, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I pee real quick?
Yeah, sure. We'll do one more anyway. Did I just say you could take your phone?
No, he's going in there to rub
one
out.
He's gonna jack off, dude. Fuck Brandon. Keep going.
He's looking up Kate Upton giant boobs picture.
Yep.
Google image.
That is good stuff.
GIF. Clicking GIF and then waiting.
And she's bouncing up and down.
One more. Okay. Hey, Stav, eldest guest. I come to you in a time of need.
Sounds like a night.
So I have a girlfriend who I like a lot. I really enjoy dating her.
Nice,
there's a little bit of a tricky situation because we dated for a couple months like last year and then broke up and then got back together I think like 6 or 7 months later, and it's been great since then. Recently she saw that I had sent a few flirty text messages, or not text messages, Instagram DMs, to a girl that I had had kind of a flirty thing with before we dated, during the time that we were broken up.
Mm.
And she is really mad about it, which I kind of get. I understand why. But it's like every single conversation we have, that's the only thing that she talks about and tries to, like, I guess, belittle me for it and make me feel bad. And I want to be sensitive to how she feels, but I feel like it's a little excessive because we weren't together at the time.
Yeah, what the fuck?
And
also,
like, yeah, I don't know. I feel like that one's not really on me.
Yeah,
but how do I smooth things over or make it so that she will kind of understand that it's not a big deal? So I'm not sure how to approach that. Any advice would be super welcome. Thanks, Tuff.
Well, if it's somebody that, like, he's still talking to or, like, hangs out with, I can get that.
Yeah.
But so I don't think that's the case.
No, to catch you up, Brandon, very quickly.
Yes.
This guy was dating a girl for a couple months. They break up. And like 6 months later, they get back together. Everything's going good. And then she sees on his phone.
She's snooping on his phone.
Which is,
she's playing on his phone.
She's on his phone, which is weird, number one. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I'm guessing is, you know, a couple DMs between a girl that he said kind of a flirty thing before we dated, during the time that we were broken up. So kind of a flirty thing. Did you even fuck this girl?
Yeah.
If you didn't fuck her, then it's like, I would not even be, I would be like, I don't want to hear this.
Yeah.
I DM'd someone while we weren't together.
Right.
Like, for you to even take this bitch seriously right now is wrong. Like, and you know, like, and this is crazy. Or like, even if you had fucked a different girl, it's like, we weren't together.
You were on
and
a break.
And you can, yeah.
He flirted on a break?
Yeah, he had some flirty DMs on a break. Like
jail time for him. Yeah. Buddy, you're going to fucking jail. That's why you called in, so we could catch you. We're going to backtrace your number.
Yeah.
Gonna
take you to prison. Backtrace his number, Eldis.
Put that we're in the computer right now. We're going to send him a letter bomb. It's going to blow up at his house.
So, like, look, you have to... To even humor her about, like, the fact that this keeps getting brought up is insane. Number one, why does she know that? Why did she see your old DMs? Right. Provided they're old. If it's, like, you have notifications on for a girl that you were trying to fuck while you guys weren't together and you still text her, yes, you're completely in the wrong. But that doesn't seem like what's going on here.
No, this was these are DMs that were sent during an off period.
Yes. And so,
like, look, there's you got I'm going to tell you like this.
Please.
You got to sit it down. You got to be like, listen, you silly hoe.
Yeah, that's good.
Listen, you silly hoe.
That's really good,
you better
Brandon.
Talk right.
Yeah.
You better talk right to me or don't talk to me at all.
That's so fucking
silly
true.
Hoe.
That's good.
That's what you got to say, man.
That's what you have to
say. That's what you got
to
say.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Same thing.
This is, and look, we're not a red-pilled podcast here, but this is a textbook control yo bitch situation. This really is a textbook, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, I DM'd the girl a couple times while we weren't together for 6 months. I'm not even having this. I don't, you know, we weren't together. Like, whatever.
I know this isn't a red pill kind of podcast, but what if we did one of those podcasts where it's just like, we get like 10 strippers.
Uh-huh.
We get That's like 10 awesome. Strippers or like OnlyFans girls
Or
whatever. And like? We just like fucking destroy them with logic.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were going the other direction. Like the ones, the Times Square guys. Yeah.
I
love those guys. They're like, we're going to get hot girls and debate them.
Yeah.
It's like, what a fucking loser.
Yeah.
You have a bunch of hot girls. And you're not going to try and get sucked
off?
Oh,
it's fresh. I'm thinking of, it's the black one is Fresh and Fit. The white one is Whatever podcast.
Yeah. It's called, is it called Whatever, Whatever?
Yeah, it's called Whatever.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Because they do Whatever?
Yeah, they mostly do
the
one thing.
Could, the show could have been Whatever. They could have had anything on there. Mm-hmm. They were like, no, we got to make these OF bitches look dumb.
We got to humiliate whores.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's crazy.
What's a nice obsolete triangle, you stupid slut? This is the whole fucking show.
Oh, I mean, the one guy who's like, the one white guy who's like super smug. And he's like,
oh, yeah.
He has like a, I think like a trad wife, like a Catholic wife.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the little boy who did the Game Awards.
Oh, Snipe. I don't. Oh,
I know that kid. A little like 14.
The boy that said like
boy, yeah.
The Bill Clinton thing.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's his thing now. He's debating these OF girls.
He does.
Wait, who's the little? What are we talking about?
His name's like I don't remember. It starts with an M.
Red pilled teenager.
This is crazy. Just search
what Eldis searched.
Eldis, the base pedophile.
I don't give a fuck this much, Eldis. Whatever, dude. Yeah. This is crazy. And look, if it keeps coming up over and over again, then like you can't date this girl.
Yeah.
Like I've been in relationships where shit from the past just hadn't healed and it kind of fucked up. And it, like, we were on again, off again, and we tried to have a good relationship. And it was pretty good for a while, but it became clear that, you know, we, both of us weren't over different aspects of old shit, right?
Yeah.
And it just kind of doomed an otherwise good relationship, and that can happen. Now, I'll say, the person, your current girlfriend has no leg to stand on. And if she keeps bringing it up and making you feel bad, you just have to be like, hey, you have to stop talking about this. We weren't together.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have to feel bad about this. This feels manipulative at this point.
Oh, absolutely. It's like a fucking, like, she's bringing it up so that, to like, bring you, like, down a peg, kind of.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And so, bring it up. Try and control your bitch. And if it doesn't work, this might not be the girl for you. Yes. You did nothing wrong. You did literally nothing wrong, provided we're reading the situation correctly.
Yeah.
And these are old texts.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's it, dude. Good luck, little buddy. We believe in you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, folks, I mean, Brandon has to go. You know, we talked about his podcast, Gay Sex University.
Mm-hmm. The Brandon Jamel Show.
There's actually a gay sex symposium he has to attend across town. Mm-hmm. And so he has a hard out 1 minute ago. But go listen to we do have another friend, Jamel Johnson, who has a podcast.
Yes, friend.
Called The Jamel Show, I think. Check out the Brandon and Jamel mm-hmm. show.
Yes.
And then check out Patrick's Little Adventures.
Podcast about lists.
Patrick's Little Adventures.
That's not a bad idea.
Little Patrick's Big Adventures.
I go to a different city every single week.
Oh, I love that.
Next week I'm going to be in Trenton, New Jersey. Just figuring out what goes on there.
That's awesome. They're all just like the closest cities in Jersey.
Yeah, so I don't know how to drive. So it's got to be off a train.
Yeah.
It's got to be somewhere that costs like $3 round trip.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
But yeah, podcast damn, about this. We just hit 10K on YouTube this morning.
There all we right. go. Congratulations, boys. That. Let's pump those numbers up, folks.
Let's get those numbers up.
Let's suck those numbers off. Thank you for listening, and we will see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for having me.